listener production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan, and this is your fast, fun hit of sport for Wednesday, the 17th of May. Today, the French wave the white flag on the Rugby League World Cup hosting, England suffers a major Ashes setback, and who will land the biggest prize in the history of the NBA? We find out today. But first, American founding father Benjamin Franklin famously uttered the phrase that in this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes. And with Ben's permission, I'd like to adjust that iconic quote. Nothing in this world is certain except death, taxes, and rugby league coaches getting fired in the middle of the season.
The tumultuous tenure of Anthony Griffin at the Dragons is over. Earlier this morning, Griffin was called to a club meeting with power brokers who sacked him effective immediately and delivered a blunt assessment of his 3 years in charge.
After months of speculation, Anthony Griffin was yesterday finally axed as the coach of St George Illawarra, ending his 2.5-season stint in charge of the club. The Dragons have won just 2 games for the season so far and sit joint bottom of the NRL ladder, with many expecting them to add another wooden spoon to their club cutlery drawer by season's end.
I got a wooden spoon!
The club has been widely criticised for their handling of Griffin this season after openly interviewing candidates for the coaching role, including reportedly asking Griffin to reapply for his own job. But club chief executive Ryan Webb was matter of fact when speaking to Fox Sports about the decision.
I think it just comes down to results. The board met last night, had a discussion. They've been waiting for a while watching and hoping for a change in the performance and the outcomes. But a few weeks in now, 6 in a row, and it hasn't come. And I think it was a culmination of the losses that finally got them to this point.
The expectation is that Roosters assistant Jason Riles will take on the role in 2024 in what would be his first full-time head coaching job. Australia is currently the proud holders of the Rugby League World Cup, having defeated Samoa in the final of last year's tournament at Old Trafford in Manchester, England.
Clary Long, here it is, Mitchell with it, it started with a Mitchell try, it'll finish with a Mitchell try. Mission accomplished, beating Samoa by 30 points to 10.
And the Kangaroos players and their coaching team have no doubt already got one eye on defending their title at the 2025 tournament set to be held in France. But there's one tiny problem.
We don't want you in here.
France is out.
Sacre bleu.
Like a home alone teenager planning a house party only for their parents to come home early, the French have bailed on their hosting responsibilities for the 2025 tournament due to financial uncertainties. The French government had agreed to host the tournament on the basis that they didn't end up out of pocket. And with the organising committee unable to guarantee a financial windfall for the country, the French have raised the white flag.
We surrender.
The board of the International Rugby League is now set to meet to decide where in the world they'll host the event in 2025, with Australia and New Zealand both possible locations, given the existing infrastructure. The first test of the upcoming Ashes series is still 1 month away, but already England are one down. The number one weapon in England's bowling arsenal, Jofra Archer, has been ruled out of the entire Ashes series. Now, admittedly, Archer hasn't been seen in the England Test lineup since February 2021 due to an elbow injury on his bowling elbow that has limited how much long format cricket he's been able to play. But when fit, Archer steaming in off the long run is terrifying. Just ask Steve Smith.
Oh, there you go. For once, a little bit of a blow and a pain, and he looks uncomfortable.
Smith was on the receiving end of the famous Archer spell in the 2019 Ashes test at Lord's that left Smith with a badly bruised forearm and a nasty concussion, and cemented Archer's reputation as one of the game's most terrifying spearheads.
Yes, he's terrifying.
Archer has already had 2 operations on the problem elbow, and sadly for England, has suffered another stress fracture on the troublesome limb. The ECB confirmed Archer would miss the entire English summer of cricket. Today, the basketball world holds its collective breath as the future of the game is decided.
That will be kept in play by Wembanyama. Another highlight reel kind of play for number one.
Victor Wembanyama, the 7'4" French phenom, an absolute lock to be selected as the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft on June 22nd, will today learn where he'll call home.
As home is where your heart is.
Yep, today it's the NBA draft lottery, the prelude to the draft itself. Today, the order in which the teams pick will be determined by a bunch of ping pong balls selected at random, like Oz Lotto. And to land Wemby, you're going to need the number one pick. Just ask LeBron.
We're labeling like this unicorn thing. Everybody's been a unicorn over the last few years, but he's more like an alien. No one has ever seen anyone as tall as he is, but as fluid, and as graceful he is out on the floor. I mean, at 7'4", or 7'5", or 7'3", whatever the case may be, his ability to put the ball on the floor, shoot step-back jumpers out of the post, step-back threes, catch and shoot threes, block shots. He's for sure a generational talent.
With basically every expert, including the King, predicting Wembanyama to be a star from the outset, this might be the most important lottery in the history of the sport. The teams with the worst record from the NBA regular season have the highest probability of landing the coveted number one pick. And today, the highest percentage of probability rests with three teams: the Detroit Pistons, the Houston Rockets, and the San Antonio Spurs.
And then there were three.
All three teams spent most of the recent season participating in tanking for Wemby, which basically meant losing and losing often. But with each team having a 14% chance of scoring the number one pick, now the decision rests with the ping pong balls of destiny. And that is your Fast Lane Hitter Sport for today. Don't forget to make sure you hit the bell icon if you're listening on Spotify so you never miss an episode of The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan. Catch you tomorrow.
Listener.